Tower Insurance is defending massive hikes in house insurance premiums for some homeowners. Yesterday, a Wellington woman told us she was stunned when her annual premium on her house insurance went up close to 400%, from just over $2,000 to more than $7,000.
We are in a risk area and building costs have gone up, but yeah, certainly wasn't expecting a 300% increase.
Well, Tower's bringing in a new pricing model. It says they're now charging more for properties in high-risk zones, such as earthquake-prone Wellington. We can speak now with Richard Harding, Tower Insurance's Chief Executive. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But this situation where people are looking at 200, 300, 400% increases, how many of your customers may be facing that?
Susie, it's a very small percentage of customers that would be affected by the change. Less than 1% of customers from our customers will be getting an increase of over $2,000.
What does that equate to in numbers of people? Because we've had multiple reports of this coming in.
I'm sure that would be within around a couple of thousand people. The positive side is that 97% of our customers will be getting an increase, a decrease. Mm. Yeah, 97% of our customers that live in low-risk areas have previously been subsidising those customers that live in high-risk areas.
It doesn't seem to be entirely clear, though, how you're basing your judgments. The woman we spoke to yesterday, and indeed other reports that we've had at RNZ, people are finding if they put their neighbour's property, which doesn't appear to be any different to theirs, into your calculator, they're finding their properties much lower.
Yeah, it is part of the nature of what we're applying. We're moving from a general rating algorithm to one that's specifically based on each address.
So how do you explain the big differences between houses that are very close together?
Well, I can't comment on the particulars of people doing their own internet pricing.
Doesn't what that I can seem tell you to about puncture is, the is situation?
What I can tell you about is the modelling that we use to back it up, which is a very high-density and high-definition model provided by a company called RMS. They are a global provider of earthquake models around the world for reinsurers and insurers.
So are you able then to give people the specific reasons why their property might be so very different to their neighbour's property, which may be just a few metres away?
Well, it'll be a number of different factors. Insurance pricing is a layered context. It'll be about the differences in construction standard, as well as the differences in size, the differences in whether it's one storey or two storey. Is it a wood building or a brick building? All of these factors go into determining the vulnerability of a house to earthquake damage.
So is this just about earthquakes?
At this stage, we've applied the earthquake model to give us a higher degree of definition around how we price for earthquake risk.
So where are the worst areas?
Well, obviously, Wellington is a significant risk. You know, I think it's worth talking about Wellington for a minute. If you think about Kaikoura earthquakes, that happened about 600 kilometres south of Wellington, about $3 billion or approximately $3 billion of losses for the industry, for the insurance industry. Over 60 to 70% of those losses had happened in Wellington. That happened in Wellington, where we still continue to allow development on reclaimed land in the Wellington Harbour, or where we allow development on 90 or 60 degree slopes.
But one of the suburbs that seems to be quite significantly impacted here appears to be Karori, and at least two of the houses that we know of are not particularly on slopes.
Well, each house is going to have its own characteristics. I can't give you a definition for every house in New Zealand off the top of my head. What I can tell you is that the benefit of this is that 97% of homes, people living in places like Auckland and Taranaki or Northland, will actually be getting a decrease in their premiums.
That's not addressing my question.
Well, I can't give you an off-the-top-of-the-head answer about every house in Wellington or in New Zealand.
No, but I'm asking you about a suburb in Wellington, indeed one of the biggest ones in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, it will be very close to or on a significant part of the fault line that runs through Wellington. It is the nature of the risk that sits in Wellington that is particularly difficult. You know, Wellington, the country's known for years that Wellington is a significantly high risk. What we're doing now is applying a specific price to that so that people can understand what that risk looks like.
The price that you're applying, though, does that essentially mean you don't want to insure in Wellington anymore because these hikes are so big?
No, we're very happy to insure people. We just want people to pay the right price for risk. We think it's fairer to ensure that people who are working at or living in a high-risk area pay for that, and they understand what that risk looks like, and the people who aren't living in high-risk areas, people in Auckland or Taranaki or other areas, actually get a benefit for living in those lower-risk areas. That's a good market context in terms of ensuring that people understand the risk and make the right investment decisions from that.
So if there is a 400% increase for some people in Wellington, does that mean there's going to be a similar bounce, if you like, the other direction for people in low-risk areas?
Well, no, obviously it's a very small number of people getting large increases, but it's a very large number of people getting small decreases. So 97% of our customer base will be getting a decrease between $50 and $100. And that means for those people it's more afforded. If you're living in Pakuranga, then you know, at the moment you're subsidising the customers in Wellington, and why should you do that? You know, reality is those customers will benefit from a decrease in their premiums.
Is it only going to be earthquakes that you apply this to, or is it going to be other things like flood risk?
No, over time we'll move to pricing flood risk. I mean, this is very common around the world to how insurers price all natural perils and natural risks. And obviously, it'll move through from earthquake, which is the primary and major part of the risk that New Zealand's exposed to, through flood and storm and other activities. And yeah, in some cases, people who have high earthquake risk will have very low flood risk. So it will be somewhat offsetting as it goes through. So it's not... it's not a simple straight A plus B plus C. There are offsetting factors, and it's a layered context, if you like.
Thank you very much for your time on Morning Report today. Richard Harding there, the Chief Executive of Tower Insurance.